is live. Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your host, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right, it is Friday night. That means it's time for the Pops and Low Radio Show. We're live here in Mesa, Arizona in the Say What You Will Radio Studios. Low, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. You know, we made it through the week. We made it to Friday, so every day is a great day on Friday.
Yeah, we certainly did. Any odd things happened to you over the past week?
Oh, man, odd. I ran into, I saw twin cats. I've never seen identical twin cats before.
Didn't even know they existed.
I didn't either. But they were like black, and then they both had the white milk spill on the front of their chest. But they were identical. It was freaky.
Weird.
I thought it was like Dwight, you know, thinking he was in the Matrix. You know?
Now, where did you come across these twin cats?
It was at the apartment complex, just walking down the thing, and I see them both perched. And I was like, all right, that's fake, right? That can't be real. But then I got close, and they both screamed.
Wow. Well, that's pretty crazy. Well, hey, I want to just let you know that we've got several odd news stories today right here in the, oh, hey, look who it is.
Our one and only.
David Smith is in the room. There you go. Well, we got odd news stories today from all around the world. And of course, we've got gas station trivia.
Yeah, the best part of the show, I think, at this point. I think it's kind of been our key the last couple weeks here.
That's right. So gas station trivia, it's going to be Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we've got the Smith's gas station. I chose that wisely.
No, we don't own that, but
we don't own that.
We would like to.
And my wife does not own the Shell stations either.
Ah, Shell. Hey, there you Culver. Go. Hey.
But we got Smith's against the Speedway.
Smith's are going to win that.
Smith's against Speedway. So we'll get into some gas station trivia in just a bit. And then, of course, we'll go over some odd news stories.
The more rare form of news.
The more rare form. So we've got a couple, sponsors that we've got to talk about as well. Let me see if we can't find them. Okay, there we go. We've got, by the way, we're now being, look at this. It's Katie Nussbaum.
Hey.
Katie Nussbaum is in the room.
Is that a new viewer?
Well, I don't think so. No. But you know what we got to do too? I am slipping. I got to put our banner up there. So in case anybody wants to reach out to us, they certainly can. The number is 602-475-2000.
It's been quite a many a moon since we've had someone call in.
That's right.
I dare you.
Yeah, baby. I'm ready.
Yeah, I dare you.
I am ready. Well, we are simulcast on Good Talk Radio, so I do want to give Good Talk Radio a nice shout out, Ranger Rob over there, and he is the purveyor of the poopy bags.
I was gonna say, yeah, we use purveyor a lot because we're the purveyors of odd news. He's the purveyor of poopy bags as well as Good Talk Radio.
That's right.
Yeah, he purveys a lot.
That's right. So, Lo, why don't you hand me that bag of poopy bags, and I want everybody to see what they look like.
Bam.
There you go. So that's it, Ranger Rob poopy bags. You can find them on Amazon. They smell like lemon. They've got extra long handles. They're biodegradable, so they can take a pile from just about anything, an Irish Wolfhound down to your smallest Shih Tzu.
Yep. Great Dane and all.
Great Danes, everything there. Anything
still going to smell like lemons.
Anything that poops, really. You can put any type of excrement in a Ranger Rob poopy bag.
We don't really recommend trying out different ones to see if the smell works, but hey.
That's right. Well, hey, look, it's Donald Malone's in the room. Hello, Donald. How you doing, buddy?
Hopefully you're locked in for tomorrow. No, it's going to be a really big game.
That's right. So we'll talk about that later. But we do have your football show.
Foosball.
And that would be the undrafted GM. But all right. So we've got the next holiday coming up. And of course, that would be St. Patrick's Day.
Good old Patty. Good evening, Donald said. Thank you, Vanna White. So, Katie, yeah. David says,
hi, poop, Greg.
Hey, you know what?
Hey. Listen, I've got the hookup.
Save you a bundle on toilet paper.
That's right. Yep. Oh, my. Yeah. Well, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And for those of us who are Irish, Edish. We like to celebrate with different types of green things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they've got a shamrock shake at McDonald's.
They do. That's always a classic.
That's one of the classics. We always wear green outfits.
Yep.
You know, whatever right. We can, maybe a green hat.
Uh-huh. We, Pittsburgh dyes the Three Rivers green.
They do. And I think Chicago.
Yep. Dyes, Chicago does as well. Yep.
Does that. And then, maybe some corned beef and cabbage.
And corned beef hash.
and cabbage.
And cabbage.
Pretty good. Pretty good. And then, of course, there's the green beer. But now this year, we've got a couple new things. But specifically, I want to talk about one. Light green shamrock infused mayonnaise has launched onto the market to celebrate St. Patrick's Day 2021.
Ugh. I mean, you know, if you're a mayonnaise person in general, right?
Yeah.
This is already up your alley, right? I mean, you know, it's pretty much, it's food dye, hopefully. But it's like, I don't know if you remember back in the 90s when I was a kid.
Yeah.
They came out with that purple Heinz ketchup.
Absolutely. And guess who's making the shamrock infused mayonnaise?
Heinz.
Nobody other than Heinz. Of course, the goat. The mayonnaise by Heinz combines their current mayo with shamrock grown in County Kerry, I guess. I don't know what that is.
Sure.
In a bid to celebrate the brand's love of Ireland.
You know what? Shout out Heinz for being the condiment king.
That's okay. Right.
I'm going to say it here. Condiment king. Hunts your trash.
That's right. The unique flavored accompaniment is one of the many food products turned green for the celebration of Ireland's patron saint. The jars of green mayo may be more difficult to get your hands on than a pot of leprechaun gold at the end of a rainbow, with just 75 jars of the green sauce available across Ireland.
75 total.
75 Jeez. Total. And only in Ireland.
Well, you know what? I don't think I have enough money to make the trip over there just for those 75 mayonnaise. Because if it's only 75, I mean, that's crazy. I thought this was going to be like a mass distribution. Like, no,
apparently not. And if I'm going to Ireland,
ain't for that.
Nope. It's going to be for Guinness.
Yep.
And corned beef and cabbage.
And cabbage. Yep.
That's right. To get your hands on a jar, just visit Heinz on Facebook or Instagram to enter their competition. David Adams, head of Heinz Ireland, said the company set about making the product this time last year when COVID-19 put an end to last year's celebrations.
Yeah, it was around that time. We're hitting that year mark at this point of when everything kind of went to hell.
That's right.
But, man, shout out to them for keeping ceremony.
Tradition. Yeah, there you go. He said, quote, when St. Patrick's Day 2020 celebrations were canceled all over the country last year, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we set about thinking how we could make St. Patrick's Day 2021 one to remember. And that's what they came up with, green mayonnaise.
I mean, it would have been nice if everybody could access it, you know, other than the 75 people in Ireland that could buy it.
That's right. Let's see here. After a year of planning, testing, and tasting, we are beside ourselves to present the first of its kind in Ireland. It's green, it's creamy, it's utterly delicious.
Utterly.
Yeah, it's Heinz, good shamrock mayo, the most St. Patrick's Day-o mayo possible. See what he did there?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, that's right. We're dying to hear what people think about what people serve with it. Who knows? Maybe it'll be in stores for 2022 celebrations.
Interesting. Maybe
there you go.
More on a mass scale. But your bread's not moldy. Your cheese isn't moldy. It's just green mayonnaise.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, that's story number one.
Starting off strong there.
I'm kind of with Donald with the the little pukey icons there.
I mean, look, mayonnaise as a whole anyways is like very specific situations.
That's right.
But man, green mayo.
Well, listen, if you just joined the room, we welcome you to the Pops and Low Radio Show. If you want to be a caller, the number is 602-475-2000. You can also use the chat room, which many people have already begun to do.
We appreciate that.
Began,
tomato, tomato.
Well, you know, we are going to be doing gas station trivia as well.
Yeah. So for those of you guys that like that, Donald, David, Katie, stick around for that.
Yeah. Last week we did here in Arizona. I believe it was Circle K against the QT.
The quickest of trips. Correct.
And that's right.
This week we're going out to, you said, New Mexico.
Yeah. New Mexico, Albuquerque specifically. And it's going to be Smith's against Speedway.
Right. And for those, what was the Bug Bunny reference? I should have taken a left at Albuquerque, right?
That's right.
Right. Yeah. So for those of you that, right, Donald, OMG. So last week you guys had some questions. Keep doing it. If you guys think of more stuff,
that's right.
Pops came with some fire this week. So just be ready for it.
I did. In fact, we're going to be getting to it very soon. But I do want to tell you about a gentleman that's willing to pay to travel you to the moon.
Okay. Okay, because yeah, anybody other than NASA going to the moon has my full confidence.
That's right. A Japanese billionaire is looking for 8 volunteers to join him on a journey to the moon.
Who shall not be named. Japanese billionaire who shall not be named is willing to take 8 volunteers who have no idea who they're going with.
Well, yeah.
Out of the atmosphere.
I mean, would you do it?
Am I getting paid?
No. I don't know.
It's a volunteer
position. Sounds like a volunteer deal. Yeah.
Can I put it on a resume?
I'm sure you could.
I'm sure I couldn't if he's not willing to name himself.
You know, if you were sitting around in one of those idiotic corporate meetings that we all have to sit around in.
And it sounds pretty damn good.
Right. And it's time to introduce yourself. And the guy, the manager, whoever's leading, you know, could be a lady.
Right.
Whoever's leading the meeting. Right.
Yes.
Tell us typical. Something interesting about yourself.
Give us an interesting fact. I hate those.
I went to the moon.
Volunteered. Yeah. To a Japanese billionaire that I would ride on his rocket ship all the way around the moon one time.
I went with a Japanese billionaire to the moon. And beat that.
Yeah, and I'm back now. That was last Tuesday.
So. Beat that. Now, and you got to raise you got to go first. Oh, right. Sir, I'd like to go first.
Me. And then after that,
sure.
You quit Mr. your job.
Smith. Yeah, yeah. What did you do? I went with a Japanese millionaire to the moon.
Donald with a zinger.
What does he say? At least we can prove that the world isn't flat.
Shout out that guy from Japan. Oh, look, just like we've seen before. It's a circle.
Mm. I got a guy. Actually, this is a true story, Donald. You'll appreciate this. But I've got a guy hassling me on my Instagram.
Ah, yes.
He is a flat earther.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to be on the show.
Kyrie Irving-esque.
He wants to be on the show. I told him that I would send him the StreamYard link. He said he will only do Zoom. And I said, well, I don't do Zoom. StreamYard
supports the fact that the earth is circular and, you know, Zoom is flat earth concept, I guess.
I told him I wasn't willing to do Zoom because the audio sucks, which it does. Okay. And I told him I'm not going to do it. So he said that he would do it and invite us on his show.
I feel like that's a setup for an ambush.
I feel like it is.
From a bunch of flat earthers.
It felt real desperate.
Yeah. So you know what we should do when they send us the link? We should post it.
Yeah.
And have everybody jump on that
choice. Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
And just bombard them.
So I'm working on them to, I just told them I'm not interested in doing Zoom. Don't bug me unless you're willing to come on.
Right.
Hard pass, Donald says.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what relevant do you have to talk to that guy? Like, what's the conversation going? Look,
he's desperate to talk to anybody because nobody in his sphere of influence wants to have a conversation with him.
He said sphere. You said sphere.
I did.
Did you catch it? He said sphere.
That was
unintended pun.
Unintended. Yes, that's correct.
Right.
Let's see here. So a Japanese billionaire. He's looking for 8 volunteers to join him on a journey to the moon. His name is Yusaku Maezawa.
His name is Yusaku.
Saku.
Okay. Saku. I thought you said Saku. I was like, I hope he doesn't Saku at making a rocket ship.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Katie Nussbaum says, what a goofball. I agree. He's 45 years old. See, now I feel like a failure. This dude is taking 8 people to the moon.
At 45.
At 45.
He's had life experience enough to take 8 of us.
I'm turning 50 this year, and I'm lucky if I can get off the couch.
And so let me ask this, and I hope it elaborates on this.
Yeah.
Is this a trip to the moon where you loop it, or you loop in front of it, you do a pass and you're coming back?
Well, let's,
or you land it?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maezawa is the first man to book a spot aboard the new SpaceX Starship.
Oh, it is SpaceX certified.
It is. So there you go. It has not been made public how much money he paid for the tickets. The journey will take 3 days to get to the moon, loop behind it, and 3 days to come back.
Okay. So yeah, that's your answer right there. They're not.
Not even landing on the moon.
They're not even inquiring about extraterrestrial life. They're not checking anything. They're not, you know, one step for mankind. They're just
even willing to land on the moon. Maezawa said there will be 2 key criteria for those who want to apply. Firstly, he hopes the person will push their ideas and talents to help other people and greater society in some way.
Meaning?
I don't know.
If you come on my spaceship, you have to be smart and cool. Like, what?
Donald says, I would never land on the moon.
I'll take the drive-by.
I'll take the drive-by.
Okay, Don. All right.
And Katie says, shoot, that's crazy. Yeah.
I'm saying.
I'm telling you. I don't know if I would do it.
Go check the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon, you know?
There you go.
Find out a little bit more.
Well, yeah, and there was that movie. I think Tom Hanks was in it, maybe.
Right. Tom Hanks.
They went around, they zipped around the moon there.
Right.
Secondly, the person must be willing and able to support other crew members who share similar aspirations.
What is that? What is that? So vague.
You got to be a team player.
Jacob.
Hey, Jacob Thompson's in the room. How you doing, Jacob?
I wonder if he's on his way to work. He usually is.
Jacob, you got to stay tuned for gas station trivia.
We got some good ones.
It's about ready to happen here any minute. So we'll see. But I want to stick to the moon situation.
Yeah, that is out of this world.
Ah, there you go. So speaking of the moon.
No. Wait, are you going to? Yep. Okay, I have a guess. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Please tell me. No. I got to hear your guess.
This is a show. He said, I'm chilling tonight, guys. Well, you better stay your ass put.
That's right.
No, this one I'm not going to guess because if I'm wrong, this takes it a whole other stratosphere. Speaking of space, we're just spacing it up here. You go.
Jacob, how many beers deep are you this evening? Just curious.
Beer 30?
Yeah, well.
Beer 30?
All right, so back to the Chinese or the moon.
Gave it away.
Well, no, I didn't give it away. Nope.
It's Japanese, by the way.
It was Japanese.
SpaceX. Come on, guy.
All right, so scientists want to send 6.7 million sperm samples to the moon.
Yeah, because
Jacob said zero beers.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. You know what? That just means you're behind. Get with the program.
Taking the night off, he says.
Good for you, buddy. Okay.
All right.
Well,
a drunk Jacob's a fun Jacob, though. We had him on the phone last time.
We don't encourage alcoholism.
That's right.
But we also don't encourage sobriety. So, you know, whatever your life choice is.
Donald's why? We've got to get to the why behind the what here. Scientists have begun to lay plans for repopulation, starting with a sperm bank on the moon. That's a true story.
That conversation of, where are you from? Oh, you know, I'm from the crater on the moon.
That's like, right.
Casual. I'm from Pittsburgh. It's a weird life.
Jacob says Sam comes quick and being hungover.
Sam comes quick and being hungover early. That sucks.
Ah.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Right on.
10-4.
Oh, 5 a.m.
Oh, yes. Oh,
5 a.m. comes both around. Blind. Yeah, there you go. Well, the monitor's a little bit far away from me.
Glasses, contacts. Let me just, yeah.
In what they're calling a modern global insurance policy, mechanical engineers have proposed that humans establish a repository of reproductive cells, sperm and ova, from 6.7 million of Earth species, including humans. And the proposed bank or ark would be beneath the moon's surface.
Ooh, I don't like the term arc in that situation. That's when it gets too like deep in sciency for me. They're like, oh, the Ark of the Covenant underneath the moon. It just gets all weird. Yeah. But she said, I'm not cheers. This mama worked hard today. There you go. Somebody's on beer 30.
There we go. That a girl, Katie. That a girl.
But so how do you pick and choose whose sperm is worthy?
Well, that's a good question. I guess, I don't know.
I have good facial hair. You know? Is that worth anything? Maybe not.
I don't know. I've never been to the sperm bank. But
he said they're from Left Side Crater Village. Yeah, there you go. That's what it's going to be like. Like, especially if they get this back and forth with this guy from SpaceX going regularly.
That's right.
Right? Man.
What happens if you're from like the dark side of the moon?
Yeah, you got to come out weird.
That's like the other side of the tracks
thing going, right?
Yeah. That's the other side of the tracks.
Right. It's
there's John Smith. He's from the dark side.
Right. What did M say from the other side of 8 Mile? Eminem said that. Jacob said too short, low. You know what? Short, wait. I got a lot of strikes against me. I get it.
Well, as our planet faces natural disasters, drought, asteroids, and the potential for nuclear war, to name a few troubles, scientists say that humans must set their sights on space travel to preserve life as we know it. You know, I just don't believe these scientists. I just don't.
What's that one song? It's the end of the world as we know it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't believe it. I'm sorry. Look, I think these scientists, I think half of them are insane.
It's not even that. Okay. It's just, I don't believe in this. Maybe me being an ass. Mm-hmm, I don't believe it's anywhere near my lifetime that we're going to have that. And that's very selfish of me.
Listen,
but
I have seen pictures of the moon and I have seen pictures of the Earth.
I've also seen pictures of the moon in movies. Not saying it didn't happen.
I'm just saying
it may not have.
When I look at the Earth, there's trees. and water and like deer trees. Prancing around.
I like water.
And blue skies and clouds and mountains.
I like venison.
You look at the moon.
Ain't shit. For lack of a better term, ain't shit.
It doesn't look like a place that I would rather live.
I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Donald said, let's just send all the rich people to the moon. Hey, man.
Bam.
If you guys want to spend all this money, go ahead. And that's what's going to happen.
That's right.
Is all the elite are going to take off and leave us here. And they're like, good luck. And then, but joke's on them. We have the deer. We have all the food. Take off, buddy. We know how to make burgers down here.
I've seen pictures of the moon, and I'm just not, it's not a place that I would want to live.
Right.
See, I'm not ready to give up grass.
Maybe it's a fear of the unknown. You know, I like being feet on the ground. 10 toes down is what they say.
That's right. I like gravity.
Yeah. Gravity is a friend. It's not always. Okay. But I'm a fear of heights guy.
I don't want to open my fridge and have my cheese sandwich
float out
into space somewhere.
And you know, it's a cheese sandwich that's been wrapped since you've been back here on Earth.
That's right.
Yeah. Jacob, I don't want to float around. He said, that's my thing. Like,
this
is a lot of weight to move as it is. All right. Maybe it would take some pressure off the knees, but I don't want to get, you know, if I get too ahead of myself and I get top heavy.
We have swimming poles. if you want to do some
if
low.
If you want to feel some, right, you need some weight off the knees. You just jump in the pool. Right?
There you go. You know, there you have it.
Man.
I'm not ready to move to the moon, but quote, Earth is naturally a volatile environment. The study author Jenkin Thanga, whose team at the University of Arizona. Can you believe it?
I can.
Bear down.
It's all that sun.
Go to the moon.
He's Jacob liked to take the pressure off the knees comment.
Lunar pits and lava tubes for a modern arc at the annual Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers Aerospace Conference on Saturday. Due to the planet's instability, he said, an Earth-based repository would leave specimens vulnerable. This guy's a quack, okay? He's probably like a senior down there at U of A, and I would assume he's probably
fifth or sixth year
taking advantage of some of the ganja.
Uh-oh. You see the final comment.
Oh, boy.
Dun, dun,
Jacob's dun, calling dun, it. Dun.
Oh, yeah, we can't do the Jeopardy thing. Copyright all goes to Jeopardy.
That's right. Due to the planet's instability, he said, I read that. Thanga proposed jumpstarting a planetary exodus of sorts by founding a human seed vault on the moon as soon as possible. This guy's a complete
That's like
idiot.
They have that over in Norway. You know that that's in Norway right now. They have a multi almost billion collection of seeds in Norway.
Oh yeah.
If anything happens, it's like the biggest bank of anything on Earth.
Oh wow.
Oh, Katie said, "Oh man, here
we
go."
Oh boy. Yeah, that's
we,
right.
We know the previous Jacob Collins, but
well, there you go. Thanga said that many plants and animals are seriously endangered. Well, have you seen the freaking moon?
Yeah, what's a monkey going to do on the moon?
Okay.
Where's the tiger going to go, bro?
Yeah. What are you going to do? You can't grow a freaking tree. You can't grow like a pine tree on the moon.
Dude, you let go of a sloth, that thing's not going to reach back for your hand fast enough. It's just going to keep going.
Oh, boy. And then he cited the eruption of Indonesia's Mount Toba 75,000 years ago as a reason for worry.
Oh, yeah. That was recent.
75,000. Years ago.
History is important, people.
And see, this is why we should never have legalized marijuana.
You know what?
See what I'm saying?
Maybe we should have. It creates odd news.
I don't know. You know. I don't even want to read the rest of this because
we wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for that. Odd news.
This guy is a complete buffoon. All right. Well, if Jacob's not going to call in, he said he was going to call in, but if he's not going to call in, guess what? It is time for
Gas Station Trivia.
All right, we're going to head out to Smith's first. Now, here's the rules. If this is the first time that you've heard gas station trivia, basically what I do, I have six gas stations for each one, six locations, I should say. We have six Smith's in Albuquerque.
Six
Smith's. We've got six Speedway in Albuquerque. And basically what we're going to do, we got three rounds. We're going to try to go three rounds. Hopefully each place answers. Hopefully each place participates. However, if they answer and they do not participate, they lose.
All done.
That's a zero for round one.
Big ol' fat L.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to dial up a Smith's first. So just
Schmitty's.
Bear
everyone
with
shut
me.
Up. Everyone be quiet.
All right. Let's see how this goes.
Gas station trivia.
Gas station trivia.
No pressure. Hey, if you guys have a question that you want for the gas station trivia, post in the comments. Even if we don't use it today, doesn't mean we won't next week.
1 second. All right, hold on 1 second. All right, go ahead. You're on the Pops and Low radio show.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
We would be doing better if we didn't get all the feedback from our show in the background.
Yeah, you're going to want to turn down. Yeah, turn down the show in the background. That's call-in radio 101, Jacob.
Etiquette.
That's etiquette.
Well, it's pretty cool. I'm just watching you guys, and I'm talking at the same time as I'm listening to it, too.
Wow, you're a multitasker. You should send your sample in to go up to the moon.
Jacob, have you ever worked at a gas station?
No, sir.
All right.
Why not?
Well, listen, I'm going to, while we got you on the phone, I'm going to ask you, this is going to be Jacob versus the gas stations.
I like that. Okay, here's a new update. If you call in the middle of our show, we're going to give you the same trivia questions that we give the gas stations.
All right, Jacob, are you ready for question number one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Liberty Bell currently resides in what city?
Philadelphia.
All right, you got question number one correct. Ready for question number two?
Absolutely.
The Colorado River runs through what national park?
I don't know. That one, I want to say, nope, not going to say it, because I'm not going
to
be a fool.
No. You need to take a guess. You've got a guess. That's answer. The rules.
Yellowstone.
Let's see what it says. That's too bad.
A bummer.
We were looking for Kennywood Park, but you were close.
Kennywood
Park. Never heard of it.
Well, that's why. See?
And there you go. See? The more you know.
And you never know if your Kennywood's down. And if your Kennywood is down, I would recommend pulling it back up. Okay? All right, Jacob. Well, hey, listen, we've got to get on to gas station trivia. If you want to call back, call back.
I can definitely do that. I'm available all night.
Guess what? All right, now we're going to see. Now you got to listen to the rest of the show to see if our gas station attendants do better or worse than you did.
So you went one for two,
I'm
buddy.
50-50.
Well, your 50-50 is not two. Bad. That's right. 50-50 is not bad. All right, Jacob.
Cool. You guys have a good night.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely.
By the way, I need to address something. Katie Nussbaum, where is your counterpart? He needs to be here to laugh at the hysteria with us.
That's right.
If you're watching this right now, please share. Tag a friend in this. Have somebody get on with you and talk that crap to us, okay? We need all the extra juices rolling. Here we go.
That's right. So we're going to start off. Jacob is one for two.
He was one for two. 50% conversion rate, and QBR was not well. And so here we go. Yeah. Again, if you guys have a question that you would like us to ask for gas station trivia, post it in the comments, okay? We're going to do it one of these weeks. Oh, here we go. This is the Smiths, right?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, are you there? Hello?
Yes, this is the fuel station.
Hi, yeah. Is this the Smiths gas station?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very good. I'm sorry I could barely hear you, but this is Pops from the Pops and Low radio show on the 111.7 FM, the big 112. I got some trivia questions for you. Would you like to take a stab at true trivia questions?
He said no, sir.
Okay, well.
And right at the same time, Donald posted a good question. What side of the moon is the dark side?
that's a good one. All right, so there we go. So Smiths, 0-1.
0-1, that's a no-go. Jacob, you're already doing better.
That's right. So they're he's automatically a zero. We're going to jump over to Speedway. And we got a Speedway first on the list here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Let's see what we can do here.
Just wait for these questions, y'all.
All right. It is gas station trivia.
Hey, Speedway. This is Trish. May I help you?
Hey, Trish. This is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show on 111.7 FM, the Big 112. I got a couple trivia questions for you. Would you like to play?
No.
Why not?
I'm at work.
I know, but this will only take you 30 seconds, Trish. I promise you, and they're very simple.
No, thank you.
All right. You have a great night. Well, there you go.
Oh, for two. Wow, we are winning. You know what it is? It's that New Mexico attitude.
That's right. Did you notice? There was a bit of an attitude.
Yeah, there was a bit of an uppityness. All right. We're going to need New Mexico to chill. Man.
All right. We're going to try the next one in Smith's in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
You know what it is? It's Albuquerque, man. I've been there. They are. Yeah, there it is. I was about to say that word, Katie. They're sassy. Yeah, they're no fun.
There was a bit of sassiness.
They are no fun, Donald. Tell them.
That's right.
Boring. We're going to have to call Arizona again.
Yeah, you would think, right?
Maybe it's just because we have time on our hands here. It's a retirement state.
Hey, yeah, this is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show on the 111.7 FM, the Big 112. I got two trivia questions for you. Would you like to play?
Smith has a hang-up policy.
Oh, my goodness.
They have a no BS policy.
See, and Katie's right on. Fun suckers, that's what they are.
He said, but they have corn nuts.
Oh, they do have good corn nuts. They are fresh. All right, well, we got one more opportunity before our next odd news story. Well, Speedway in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We'll give number two here a shot.
Albuquerque.
Yep.
Man.
You know, this is what happens when you do live radio.
When Bugs Bunny left, the fun left. Come on.
Speedway, this is Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia, this is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show on 111.7 FM, the Big 112. I have two trivia questions for you. Are you ready to play?
Actually, I'm at work.
No, I know that. We called your work on purpose. These are two easy trivia questions.
Okay.
The first one, the Liberty Bell currently resides in what city? Liberty Bell. The bell, like the big bell that rings.
Oh, okay. New York City?
You were so close. It's actually Morgantown, West Virginia.
Oh!
Can you believe that?
Got it.
All right, now.
I know, right?
Here's the second question. You were so close on the first. Here's the second one. The Colorado River runs through which national park?
The National Park, Grand Canyon?
You got it right.
All right.
Very good. You know, you did actually pretty good. One out of two is not bad. So it's actually, we got Speedway playing against the Smith's gas stations. You guys are ahead so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you did a heck of a job. I'm proud of you.
Oh, okay. So what was this for again?
Oh, this is for the Pops and Low Radio Show on 111.7 FM, the Big 112.
Oh, okay. 111.7. Okay. I'll let my boss know.
All right. You have a wonderful night, okay?
You too, sir.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's going to be a great conversation. She said, yeah, I wrote down 111.7. He's like, that's not a real station. And she's like, what do you mean? He said it was the Big 112. Like, I specifically remember the Big 112.
I believe the FM band ends at 108.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because it's like 107.9 and then it just jumps all the way back.
Oh, well, there you go. But that was pretty good, actually, because Speedway gas station tied with our friend Jacob Thompson.
Man, at least we got to hit her with the, oh man, the next one, we got to get the other question in there. That's my favorite.
Yeah, well, that'll be round two.
Round dos.
So that was gas station trivia.
Oh, we probably hit
the wrong one.
Jeez.
All right. Well, we've got, well, you know what we ought to do? We need to do a sponsor.
Yeah, that's a good plug time. Hey, quick shout out to Fast Concepts LLC, by the way, if you guys need your concealed weapons permit, you're going to want to go through him. He does live fire training, does all sorts of classes. If you bought a gun and you own a gun and you've never got correct training on it, you're doing the wrong thing. You're going to want to get in touch with Fast Concepts LLC. All right.
That's right. So hand me that crack cream there, too.
I was going to chuck it at you, but I figured that might be.
No, Gray Feather Farm. And by the way, you can go to saywhatyouwillradio.com, hit the sponsors page.
Sponsors.
And you're going to find all of our sponsors right there in one handy dandy little place. So check it out.
Donald says, I need one. Oh.
Oh, he needs a CCW.
Get in touch with me, brother.
Or does he need crack cream?
Hey.
Either one. You're going to love both. You're going to love both Gray Feather Farm. That's all natural skincare products. I happen to have the crack cream in my hand. And let me tell you something. In Arizona in the wintertime, it's dry. Your skin cracks. Nothing works better than this stuff. I have tried all the store-bought stuff.
Atrocious.
I've thrown it all away.
Equate.
Because all value. I use is the Gray Feather Farm emu oil-based crack cream. It's the stuff.
The stuff.
Check them out. Go to saywhatyouwillradio.com. Click the sponsors page and all of our sponsors all right there. All right. So, you know, our favorite Guinness Book of World Records guy.
Ah, yes.
The man of the low hanging fruit.
We're going to start that relationship with him. We're one of these days. He's going to come on the show. He's going to look back at all of our other shows and basically hear that we've been talking trash about how the fact that he chooses the low hanging fruit.
That's right.
And he's going to go out there and do something ridiculous and get hurt. And it's going to be our fault.
Well, this guy, he does the dumbest things for Guinness Book of World Records.
Pause. I'm not going to let you slander the man like that. Okay. So for those of you that are just now watching the show, because I know some of you guys have just jumped on in these recent months.
That's right.
This is a guy we've talked about all the way back to the beginning of the Pops and Low, which, by the way, if you guys are paying attention, the Pops and Low show, even though it has gone by many names, is almost at a year.
That's right. It is. Can you believe that?
We're coming up on that year mark, man.
Holy moly.
So shout out the month of March. But
yeah, this is like the 47th episode.
Yeah, something ridiculous. We're getting to 50. So guys are going to want to pay attention to 50, by the way. Subtle, small, little big hints. But yeah, so this guy is a guy that we've talked about all the way back. Just to kind of recap a little bit, he has a Guinness World Record for most wet sponges thrown into the facial region.
That's right.
From, it was like 6 feet or something like
that.
Yeah,
I think it was 5 feet.
Yeah.
5 feet.
Yeah, Dude was getting chucked massive sponges into the face.
Wet sponges. Wet
sponges. Not nothing dry and fluffy.
I believe he took 45 of them to the face or something like that.
It was something ridiculous.
In a minute.
In
1 minute.
Yeah, so he's a winner.
Yeah, so he's from Idaho, but he's back. Let's see. You better have a birthday party.
That's what we could call it.
I like that.
I like that idea.
The Pops and Low
turning
birthday show.
Two.
The Pops and Low birthday show.
You feel me? Would we technically be one or two?
Well, it'd be one. We would be one. Yeah, you turn one. This isn't.
I can't do math. Don't laugh at me, Donald.
I'm requesting a special guest appearance sometime. Jacob, you're more than welcome, my friend. We do have a third microphone. Anytime you want to come into the Say What You Will radio studios.
And that goes for pretty much everybody in the comments right now. Right. You guys all know us on a personal level.
The invitation's open.
Maybe we should have Jacob get in on a Guinness World Record with us.
We'll see. We'll talk about that off air.
He just aired you out, Jacob. I'm not even going to.
No.
We won't address
that. I just don't want to go down too many rabbit holes.
No, this is the rabbit hole.
So, yeah, our friend David Rush from Idaho, actually a pair of Idaho men broke a Guinness World Record when they passed a giant beach ball back and forth a total of 4,169 times. And here they are in action. That's David Rush to the right and apparently his neighbor or someone to the left who seems to be a little bit nervous about the coronavirus.
The COVID. That's an oversized beach ball.
That certainly is.
I feel like that breaks regulation.
Well, Guinness, I don't know.
Is very particular. I'm going to need clarification on that.
Well, I think it has to be a certain circumference minimum.
Right.
And theirs was about 17 inches over the minimum size.
I feel like that's an advantage.
It's a giant beach ball. And they threw it back and forth 4,169 times. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness World Records to promote STEM education. See that?
So we're over here talking about low-hanging fruit. This man doing better for the community. Good for you.
Yeah, and he's probably younger than me, and he makes me feel like an even bigger loser.
You said how many was the number he's broken so far?
150 Guinness World Records.
I just want one.
Oh, here he teamed up with his neighbor, Seth Lemons.
Oh, what a great name, Seth.
Yeah.
Mr. Seth Lemons.
Lemons.
Hey, when life gives you lemons.
That's right. Make lemonade to break the world record for the most passes of a giant beach ball. Rush said Guinness set the threshold for the record at 1,300 passes, and the rules require he and Lemons to stand at least 6.5 feet apart at all times. The men also were not allowed to hold the ball for more than 2 seconds in between passes. The men managed 4,169 catches before dropping the ball.
So was that a throw and a catch, or are they just bouncing it back and forth?
They're like kind of just they can't hold it for more than 2 seconds.
Okay, so it's just
but there's no minimum. Yeah, back and forth, and so that's what happened. So yeah, there you go, Logan. We can beat that.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, I think the pressure's on. So Jacob,
challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
4,500 cake. But
done. You might as well, right?
I'm just saying, I just want to be in it one time to say that I did that in my life. Yeah. That's something I looked at as a kid. You know, we'd have the mandatory AR reading, right? You had to meet the certain colors. So if you did a good job and you bumped up, they'd let you check out a Guinness World Record book. So I always was checking out the current year. You feel me? I could do that.
Jacob, no, I think you and Logan ought to, you know, be like a Japanese millionaire and shoot for the moon.
And waste our time.
Shoot for the moon.
Man.
Let's see here. What time we got? Okay. We got to get through this. Former minister dumps a pile of manure. Yeah, that's right. A pile of manure. There it is right there on a Slovak government office. Former Slovak minister of education, Mr. Drexler reportedly expressed his discontent with the current prime minister in an unusual way. He's dumping manure on us every day. So today I gave it back, he said. See what he said? See what he did there? A big truckload of poop.
Well, ain't that some shit?
The police in Slovakia's capital were investigating a rather unusual case. On Wednesday night, they found a pile of manure dumped right on the entrance to the government office. The search for the person responsible for the malodorous.
Ah, there you go.
That's, wow.
They found an even more inquisitive way to say that. Jeez.
Malodorous.
Malodorous.
Act didn't take too long as he soon unveiled himself on Facebook. The manure is brought there by former Minister of Education, Gerald Drexler. In his Facebook post, he said that it was an act of protest against the current prime minister. So there you go.
He used a dump truck for the dumpage.
That's right.
And there dumped the dump.
All right.
Front step.
And that was the last odd news story. So you know what that means, Lo?
Back to it.
It's time for gas station trivia. All right. So gas station Smith's.
Schmiff's, who's hung up on us twice.
Yeah, boy.
We got one disconnect from Speedway.
Not too impressed with Smith's
doing
gas
well.
Station.
Yeah, you're not holding up to the name.
Let's see here. Pop, we need you.
We're going to need a counter.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that's so, right.
Yep.
Yeah,
an official. You actually, so here's a fun fact for Guinness World Record. If you start breaking multiple of them, you actually have an official adjudicator that comes out from the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's right.
They have to be there in person to witness.
Dave has a great question. Where's Ranger Rob when you need him? You know, how many poopy
with
bags?
The poopy bags.
Yeah. I mean, I think you get quite a few. I think
to be precise, 120.
There's 120.
You can get those on Amazon.
Yeah, that's you know, depending on how often your dog poops, that might last you a couple months.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you feel me?
For $9.99,
for the low,
there's
price.
Not a better deal out there.
SaveJewelRadio.com sponsors tab.
Can we go somewhere else? Oh, other than well, you know, I mean, Katie, unfortunately, show prep. Is show prep.
It's show prep. I mean,
show prep is show prep.
We do have the Googler, but then it gets complicated. There's a lot of dead air.
And then we're putting phone numbers over the air, and I don't think that's appropriate.
Yeah, so. You guys don't want to hear me talk that much individually. Pops has to break it up at some point.
All right, this is round number two. Oh, by the way, if we want to take a caller from the audience to take the questions first and see how you do up against the gas
station. Donald, I'm going to call you out.
Anybody?
Donald, Dave, Katie. Jacob already did his time. He's 1 for 2 and he's tied with the gas station lady.
Does Jacob want some does he want
some additional trivia?
Some additional trivia. Does he want to try to save some face?
Ooh, save face. He said instead of 1 for 2, go the full 100%.
See if he can do the whole thing.
Get it back. Because how many different ones do we have now? We have what, 6?
Six what? Questions?
Yeah, 6 total questions, right, that we can ask.
Oh, see, Jacob challenged Katie.
Ooh, called Katie, out.
You're challenged for the gas station trivia challenge. Are you up for it?
Now, for those who don't know, Katie is also a sponsor of the Pops and Low radio show. Katie and her business, Nut Tree Designs Company, she said solid pass. Katie has Nut Tree Designs Company. You can check them out on Etsy. They have a lot of really awesome, very personalized gifts that you can order. You're going to want to make sure you check those out on saywhatyouwillradio.com under the sponsors.
And I'm working on one. I'm going to get one of those cutting boards.
Yeah.
So as soon as I get that in my hand, it will be on the show.
On display.
Now, Dave Smith is out there. He's listening too. And he's a pretty, he's a trivia whiz.
He's
now,
a smart whippersnapper.
I'm going to guess that he's about 4 deep.
He's 4 deep. Okay.
4 beers deep.
Katie's beer 30. He's 4 deep. Kyle won't call in. He's scary. Yeah. He won't do it.
All right. Well, if we don't get callers, we're going to have to call ourselves. So this is going to be Smith's in Albuquerque. Another location. Boy, they're not very friendly there.
Yeah, this is not. I'm not stopping there.
That's right. Here we go. Talk amongst yourself. You see, they don't even answer. They either answer and hang up or don't answer at all.
Customer service is not their forte.
No. They must be busy. You know?
They're not.
Nobody is.
It's a gas station. People pump gas themselves.
All right. Well, that's a big strike against Smith's. That's a third one. So if you're ever driving through Albuquerque, you might want to pick a different gas station.
Go to Speedway.
They seem to be the winners there at Speedway. All right. So we're going to Speedway now. And we're going to see what happens at the next Speedway. This is round number 2 of gas station trivia. Round number 2.
Deuce. Caller in. Caller in, caller out.
Yep. Sorry.
Caller in.
Hey, this is Pops from the Pops and Low radio show on 111.7 FM, the Big 112. I have 2 trivia questions for you. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Number 1, the American side of Niagara Falls is in what state?
He said sure and then hung up. Be a man. Just say no.
All right, we're going to call this number back.
Oh, man. Well, you're going to call him back?
Yeah, I don't know. It was whoever's calling me.
Oh, I thought you meant the gas station.
No.
It's like, wow, we're going to test it out here.
Well, hello.
Buenos Nachos. Oh, is this Jacob again?
I can't confirm. No, this is Kyle.
Kyle?
Yes, it is.
I can hear that voice all the way over here. Kyle Nussbaum, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Boy, I didn't recognize the number. It was a 480, and I just thought it would be someone from...
It's where he belongs. Sorry.
The only 480 in Washington.
That's right.
Very good. All right, Kyle. Well, we've got a couple trivia questions. Did you hear them? Are you ready?
I have not heard them, but yes, I am ready.
All right, man. Oh, by the way, thank you for your service. There you go.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
All right, good. The first question to round 2, the American side of Niagara Falls is in what state?
New York.
This might be too easy for him.
Yeah, that was, you had the answer right away.
Don't overestimate my abilities now.
Now, well, we'll see. All right, question number 2. What state is directly north of South Dakota?
That would be North Dakota.
This is 2 cake for him. There we go. Let's run down the list for him, because if he gets all 6, we are obligated to do something.
All right. Let's go. We're going to bleed into round number 3, because
You know, at this point, we are.
We have not been able to stump you yet. Milwaukee is located in what state?
Milwaukee is in Wisconsin.
Look at this guy. Huh? Look at this guy.
Katie, you didn't get him drunk before this? Come on. You got to give us an edge here.
Now, well, before we came on the air, this question actually stumped our co-host, Lo.
Oh, wow. You're going to air me out. Oh, so off air.
All right.
So
I won't feel bad if I miss it.
You're not going to miss it. I just, yeah. Nah.
He's a trivia monster.
He is. I can testify. That's what?
That's right. All right. Question number four. How many lakes make up the Great Lakes?
Let's see. I'm going to go with four.
We were looking for 75.
What?
No, the answer is five, actually. The true answer is five. Yeah, you forgot probably Lake Huron.
You're probably right. Yep.
I guess three. Don't feel bad.
Well, that's right. So there you go. Kyle, man, awesome to hear your voice, my friend.
Yeah, likewise.
Man, been some
pleasure
time
to be on here.
Are you calling from work or are you at home or what are you doing?
Just got home, actually. We've been kind of out in the field, but coming home every night, which is strange for us. But yeah, just got home not too long ago, ate some dinner, just sitting down.
And when's the last time you were at home with your wife?
Well, we've been coming home every night.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, all right. Good. Okay. Yeah. Because I was thinking, you know, you might want to spend some time with the wife rather than calling the Pops and Low radio show. But
I don't know. No, I don't condone that. No. She's here. You're here. It's the same thing.
That's right. Everybody. That's right. We're one big happy family.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Hey, Kyle, you call in anytime, buddy.
Yes, sir. We'll do.
All right, my friend. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Man,
that was good to hear Nussbaum's voice.
It's been a while.
It has. I didn't even recognize his voice.
I know, man.
My goodness.
It's just wild. I mean, that was too easy for him. Donald really wants us to do prank calls.
Oh, man, you know, I just don't know if I would have to mentally prepare for that.
He said he would have to mentally prepare. I'll tell you what, Donald, you write it up. We'll think about it.
That's right. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. We're on our fourth Smith's gas station over there in Albuquerque. This is round two. We're still on round two.
Here, since you guys aren't putting questions in the comments, do this. Put the next state that you guys would like us to ask or reach out to those gas stations. What state do you want to hear from next?
Oh, I like that idea. All right, this is Smith's number four, Smith's gas station.
They are 0-for-3.
That's right.
Smithfield, this is Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, this is Pops from the Pops and Low radio show on the 111.7 FM, the Big 112. Do you got 2 seconds to answer a couple trivia questions? Very easy questions.
Sorry, where is it from? Where are you guys from? Sorry.
Oh, we're from 111.7 FM, the Big 112.
Just to let you know, you're calling me on a work phone.
Uh-huh. No worries.
Yeah.
This will only take
30. I kind of can't be on the phone for right now. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry you couldn't play.
It's okay, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
You know what? If you're going to go to Smith's, go to that one. Customer service was good.
He spent more time telling me he couldn't be on the phone than just answering a couple questions.
Jacob, I do need to clarify something.
What's that?
Go ahead and read his comment and think about the question I asked.
What state? And he threw in Pittsburgh. Well, that's okay. You know, I mean, he's thinking, you know, and I'll be honest with you. I think we're going to do.
We are going to do Pennsylvania. We're going to do Sheets. We'll do more of the Western side.
And I'm going to throw in the Pittsburgh accent when I call.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yens and that. Yeah. And Donald said Alabama. We'll go Alabama next week.
Okay. That sounds
there
good.
There you go, Don. We're going to do that for you.
Hey, how Ian's doing over there? This is Pops and Low down there on the radio show, Nat. On the 111
Big 7. 111
Big 7. The 111.7 FM. The Big 112.
No, some of these people aren't going to recognize you when you do that. Sorry. I'll be like, oh, that's more natural for me.
You know, the Liberty Bell, that big thing in that?
That big thing with the cracking in that.
That's man. That's currently residing over where. All right, so we got Speedway here. Speedway, this is number four.
Man.
Speedway. Let me get this.
We should just have Dave call in, and we'll pair him into the call, and then just call him, and you guys can go back and forth.
That's right. Speedway. Speedway. This is round number two.
Round deuce.
Gas station trivia.
Good evening, Speedway.
Hey, this is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show on 111.7 FM, the Big 112. Do you got 30 seconds to answer a couple trivia questions? Hello. You know, it's just not the week for gas station trivia.
Nah, it's just New Mexico.
That's what it is. They're not friendly people over there.
Listen, just because the 10 runs through your state, it runs through ours too. You guys don't have nothing going on.
There's nothing about New Mexico that's special.
I promise you, I went to school there. There's nothing special.
The state's locked down. The state is locked down.
You got nothing better to do.
Could be my intro.
I need a new one.
Fuel Center, may I help you?
Yeah, this is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show on 111.7 FM, the Big 112. I have two trivia questions for you. Do you got a minute to answer?
Okay. No, this is a business.
No, we knew that. We're doing a battle between two gas stations.
That's what you just got to start doing. You just got to be like, all right, so this is the Pops and Low Radio Show. We have two questions for you, and spit out the first one.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask him anymore. I'm just going to read the first question.
Yeah, maybe we should be like, hey, you're a winner.
That's right.
Yeah, you would think you're calling New York or France. That's what I'm saying. Like, people that think they got somewhere to go. Like, bro, it's New Mexico.
Yeah,
you have less of places to go than people in Arizona.
Unbelievable. These people are just unbelievable.
They probably will get them right anyways.
Thank you for calling Speedway. This is Holly. How can I help you?
Hey, Holly. This is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show on 111.7 FM, the Big 112. I got two trivia questions for you. The American side of Niagara Falls is in what state?
Washington?
Let's see what they say. Washington is correct. All right. Now, the second question. Which state is directly north of South Dakota?
North Dakota?
Very good. Thanks for playing. You actually got Speedway ahead. It's Speedway against the Smiths gas stations. You guys are ahead because of you. Congratulations.
She probably got caught by her manager. Manager's like, are you on the phone? Yeah.
First of all, Niagara Falls is not in Washington.
No,
but
no.
I wanted to give it to her because she was playing.
She answered, and I feel like maybe we should just tell everybody they're right on both.
That's right. Maybe no matter what,
just give them the dinger.
Oh, we got a phone call coming in. Let's see. We'll get him on the roadcaster here. Thanks for calling the Pops and Low Radio Show. Who are we talking to?
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Oh, this is Dave Smith from Pittsburgh.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, fellas.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Very good. How many deep are you tonight, beer-wise?
I'm about one fish sandwich deep and a nice big large coffee.
Oh, wow. What is with everybody going the sober tip this Friday?
Oh, my goodness.
Must have been a good week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's the Friday fish fries around here.
Don't forget to get some fiber in there. You know, yeah, you know, you wake up 3 in the morning with cramps. You won't imagine.
Fiber is overrated.
Fiber is not overrated.
No, man.
No, no.
You're a brave soul. If people ate more fiber, I wouldn't have as much work.
A touche. Touche.
That is true. That is true, being in the plumbing business.
That's correct.
Wow. So what's new in the world of Dave Smith?
Oh, Just nothing really for me. You know, tonight at midnight here Eastern Standard Time, Ethan's song gets released. My son Ethan.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, you can look him up at I Am Headsocket on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, that kind of stuff.
Nice. Very good. Yeah. He also happens to be the blogger for Mythical Beards.
Segway.
Yeah, yeah. He writes the blog. Yes.
That's right. So he is one talented dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. So his new single is released. And by the way, he is a hip hop artist.
Yeah. The single is called Orlando.
Orlando.
Yeah.
Orlando.
Yeah. We were in the studio last Sunday and recorded that, got it all finished. And tonight's the big reveal.
At midnight, right? Midnight.
Yeah. Midnight Eastern Standard Time. Yep.
Okay. Very good.
And if you guys are listening right now, it is available for pre-order on iTunes. So you're going to want to go check that out.
Yeah, it's correct. Orlando by I Am Headsocket.
All one word.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
I wanted to put the plug in there for him.
And we're talking about 99 cents a song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 99 cents for the song, yeah.
All right, so, you know, we just need a couple million people to order this.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Right?
And then he can fly me back to Pittsburgh, and I'll do a personal interview. Right here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Katie says that's awesome. Good for him. Yeah, Katie, you got to check it out. I Am Headsocket. In fact, we'll put it in the...
we're going to plug it in the comments there.
Yeah, in the comments section. So nobody forgets.
Yeah, all five of you. That's $5 right there.
That's right.
I'll be keeping track.
If you're really feeling froggy, if you go to his Instagram, it's I Am Headsocket on Instagram.
Yep.
He has a 20-second teaser on there, so you can kind of listen to
about
20 seconds for free.
Oh, Jacob, we've already got a buyer. Jacob's going to buy. He's in.
Look at that, a plug. By the way, we're going to have to fix the writing on that. That is not how you write his name on there.
No? How do you write it on there?
You forgot the S. There's a C in front of the S. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I have. I Am Head Cocket.
Yeah, that's not the name.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, of all the mistakes, of all the letters, it would not be odd news if we didn't mess that one up.
That's right. I Am Head Cocket.
And none of us go by that. Yeah. Ethan does not go by that.
No, he does not.
That is I Am Head Socket with an S.
Socket.
With an S.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Let me reprint that.
Let's just go ahead and delete that.
I am.
I'm going to go ahead and do that right now for you.
I Am Head Socket.
With an S, not a C.
There we go. I got it right this
time. That'll do it.
I got it right this time.
So, Jacob, when you go to type that in, don't.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of Mythical Beards, you got to check it out. If you've got facial hair of any kind, they sell beard oil, beard balm. They sell solid, not perfume, but what do you call it there?
Cologne.
Cologne. Yeah, there you go. Solid cologne. They sell all kinds of things. And while you're on their website buying the best beard oil on the planet, you got to check out the blog as well. That is written by I Am Head Cocket.
Nope. We're not going to put that out there by I Am Head Socket.
Oh, I mispronounced it.
Just like you misspelled it. All right.
Katie got her pre-order.
Whoa, there's two for two.
All right. Let's there's two already.
Look at that. We're rich, guys.
That's right. That's the easiest $1.98 Ethan's ever made.
There you go. That's right. That's a hustle.
That is a beautiful thing. Oh, and speaking of which, Katie's in the room. So make sure you go to saywhatyouwillradio.com, go over to the sponsor section and click on Nut Tree Designs. You got to return the favor. You see, this is how it works. We keep small business in business. That's the whole point of this.
Plug another.
Plug one. Plug
them to each other.
Yep. Plug as many as you can. Just like
a socket, not a cocket.
Like Wilt Chamberlain. He was plugging anything and everything.
Oh, man.
I don't know what that means. All right. Jacob's pre-ordered. Katie's pre-ordered. So there you go. 99 cents rolling your way. $1.98.
Man.
All right.
Tell Ethan he made it, man.
Yeah. He's
That's right. Another 999,998 more.
And then we're
I can
in.
Retire.
Right. And then we're in.
That's right. In fact, I think we're going to debut his single next week.
Yes, we are.
And if Headsocket's available, he's welcome to call into and tell us about the song and tell us about himself and everything that he wants to do and where he wants to go. So
please don't sue us for copyright.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, no.
No, we're only going to play a portion of it because, you know, somebody out there will record this and have it for free.
Right.
And then that'll be one of his 99 centers.
It'll be like Jerry Seinfeld when he was making the
right. Yeah. The tape.
The videos. Yeah. Black market videos.
Can you play his preview?
How could you play his preview?
Here's what you're going to do, Jacob. You're going to go to Instagram. Okay. Oh, you're going to type in I am Head Socket. All in one thing.
Here, I'm already hooked up to the machine. I'm already hooked up to the machine.
Well, here, you have mine on theirs, right? From the Undrafted. Here,
watch. Mines? This. Did you say mines?
Yes, mines.
Let's
similar to yins in the category section.
Let's look up Head Socket here. Right? I am Head Socket. I am Head Socket right here. Are we ready? Which one is it? Is it here. Is it one of the ceiling fan?
Let me see. Nope.
This one here?
Yep.
All right, here we go. I am Head Socket.
And then slide to the right. Hit that play button.
I mean, I want to take a photo.
Is that it?
I'm in a shorty that got me loco. I'm going to get the up in the Balenciaga polo.
I can't hear it. And I'm proud of
my polo. Ever since she walked into the party, moving slow-mo. She said she's from Philly, but look like she's from Orlando. She heard I'm a singer and told me she played piano. Little Baba Fando.
All right, that's it. We're not going to play anymore because someone's already trying to rip it off.
I'm saying, man, come on.
That's right. We're not going to let that happen. This is my nephew.
And when he gets famous, just remember, you heard it here first.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So there you go.
Good for him, man. Yeah. Good for him.
There you go. So, well, we got, let's see. Dave, did you hear all the trivia questions?
I probably did.
Oh, shoot. You probably already know the answers. Sure. Let's run through all six and see if you can. You can't ask any friends and you got to belt out the answer. The Liberty Bell is in what city?
Philadelphia.
Yes.
Philadelphia. That's exactly right.
Acceptable answer.
The Colorado River runs through what national park?
Kennywood.
That's right.
Acceptable answer.
You got it. And if your Kennywood is down, what are you supposed to do?
Oh, you gotta pull it back up.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The American side of the Niagara Falls is in what state?
New York.
Which state is directly north of South Dakota?
North Dakota.
There you go. Milwaukee's located in which state?
Wisconsin.
And how many lakes make up the Great Lakes?
Five.
There you have it.
Actually, you got one wrong. The Niagara Falls is actually in Washington. Come on,
guys. It is in Washington. Oh, that's right. According to the woman at Speedway.
Right.
Hey, but you know, she answered the phone.
Man, now was that or what? We only had two people do it the whole show?
Yeah, and I got
one. Called 10 of them? Jeez. All right.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, we're going to take it.
This has been the hour.
This has been the hour. Oh, and by the way, you know, I forgot to end the show on Good Talk Radio. But
hey, we ended the show on Good Talk Radio, so we're past that point.
Well, thank God I know how to do some editing. Man. So we'll have to edit that back in.
Right.
The end of the show.
Jeez.
All right. Well, all right, Dave, we're going to let you go and let Head Socket know that he is welcome to be a guest show, a guest on the show next week.
Always.
All right. Always. Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome. Okay, Holmes.
All right, fellas.
All right, go finish that fish sandwich.
That's right. Don't forget to move your clocks ahead if you're living over here on the East Coast with me.
That's right. Hey, and change the battery in your smoke detector. Yeah, smoke detectors. Right. Batteries, smoke detectors.
Yep.
Where was the fish sandwich from? Was it from Bob's Inn?
Oh.
No, it was not. It was from Shootin' Bull. It's a little place down the street from me.
I know exactly where it's at, next to the gas station there.
Yep.
Just down the street from the 380 auction.
That's right.
We ought to do 380 auction trivia.
Oh, man.
against Thomas's.
There you go. The people that would answer the phone.
you might get the same person.
Yeah, the phone number will be routed from one to the other.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we're going to finish our last shot here, last round of gas station trivia. So we will chat with you later.
All right. You fellas have a good evening.
All right. Take care.
All right. See you.
Down by the river, Jacob said.
All right. Yeah, there you go. All right. So this is the last opportunity for Smiths to make even any even like, you know.
Just answer the damn phone.
Like, just a chance, guys. You're disappointing over there. You're giving my last name a bad name. All right, let's see here. You know, we didn't have the Jamcast podcast on this week from Ireland.
Oh, yeah, Jamcast. That's
too bad. They're probably getting ready for St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
They're probably downing that green mayo.
As we speak.
That's right.
Yeah, they are knee-deep in Guinness because that's a month-long celebration.
Oh, it is. Certainly is. We got to go down to Seamus McCaffrey's down in Phoenix and get ourselves some of that corned beef and cabbage.
Dude, I would take that in a Guinness right now. Oh. I would pay freaking $100 for that.
Maybe we'll have to make that happen.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. All right. Last opportunity. You can do it.
Thank you for calling. We are open every day at 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. For the bakery, please press 2. For bakery. The deli department, press 3.
Press
for the building and
floor. Go to bakery. Go to for bakery.
Press 5.
I don't know where I'm going. I thought
that
this was.
Command is not recognized. Please try again.
All right. For the bakery. Well, they're they're automatic losers.
Nah, they should have routed us to the bakery. That's some.
How's there a bakery at a gas station?
Dude, there's not. That's why it was great. We should have went anywhere else. Should have went to the deli. She said, by the way, that's also Mama's birthday and Kyle's 7th year in the Army.
7 years.
Has it been 7 years?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that makes me want to throw up.
Wow. Wow. 7 years.
7 years? Let's see. Holy God.
That's like one more than
2012.
Six.
I mean, 14. Jeez.
The bakery.
Shit.
Thanks for calling Speedway. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Pops from the Pops and Low radio show on 111.7 FM, the Big 112. I've got two trivia questions for you. The first one is.
Oh, we tried it. We tried.
This has got to be the worst week possible.
That was crazy.
For gas station trivia.
Dude, I'm going to be really bummed if that's what happens with Sheets. I'm going to be really bummed because I really want to hear that.
You know,
all that happen.
I think, who was it that mentioned Alabama?
Donald.
Donald. That's right. Donald Maloney mentioned Alabama. Maybe we ought to try the Piggly Wiggly down there.
Oh, we have
against
to.
Against Bojangles.
Man, we're getting into it, guys.
What do you think? Into it. The Piggly Wiggly versus the Bojangles.
Man, that sucks. That was a hard week at gas station trivia. All right, this upcoming one, we're going to go to Alabama. We're going to explore our options.
That's right.
We're going to try the call way you out know, in the boonies, though.
I'm glad he brought it up. I'm glad Donald Malone brought up the southern states because I guarantee you they're going to be a little friendlier down there.
They're not only going to be friendlier, they may not be as geographically sound.
That's well, we'll see. You know, we're going to find out, but... I got to say, it was Speedway by a nose.
By a very slim one, and they took the W. So,
In about 15 minutes, we're going to be back with Undrafted GM.
Here we go.
And this has been another amazing episode. I want to thank Katie Nussbaum for being in the room. I want to thank Kyle Nussbaum for being a great caller today. Katie says, all the thumbs down for Albuquerque.
Boo.
0 out of 10 recommended. That's exactly right.
Yeah, there's your Yelp review.
That's right. Go to Google, go to Yelp, and just destroy Smith's gas stations today.
We promote slander.
I also want to thank Jacob Thompson for being in the room. He was also a caller, as was Dave Smith. And don't forget, I Am Head Socket, not Cocket, releases his new song tonight. So you can go to Apple iTunes and you can pre-order I Am Head Socket, and it's called Orlando.
Yeah, that's right there for 99 cents. You can also go to Spotify. Make sure you go to his Instagram, I Am Head Socket, all one word.
Exactly right. We had Donald Malone in the room, and I believe that was it for the commentators in the room. Thanks to everybody, as always, as being part of the Pops and Low radio show. This has been another exciting, mind-changing episode.
Please stick around and jump into the comments on Undrafted GM. It makes everything go smoother. Thank you.
That's right. We'll be back in 15 minutes with Undrafted GM. I'm your host, Pops, and for Low, thanks for being here. Be nice to each other, and I don't know. If you want to go to the moon, you can.
Get the hell out of here.
Just talk to a Japanese millionaire.
No big deal.
Take care.